Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Satan is out to stop God's blessing from coming into your life. And you're competing against the devil. Give me a good amen, somebody. This is good preaching, Huffman. Keep it up. I think it will. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you gotta realize something, folks. You've got an adversary. You got somebody out here that don't want to run and play fair. He's out here to cut your stride. He's out here to hit you. He's out here to pull you down. He'll tackle you on the racetrack if he has to. I mean, he's out to do whatever he can. So what does Peter say to do? Whom resist steadfast in the faith. In other words, do what it takes to stop him from stopping you from getting the victory. Amen? Because I'm competing. See, you got to, most Christians, the problem with most Christians is we don't have any competitiveness at all in us when it comes to spiritual things. We just think, well, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. We've been taught, just let God work it out for you. And so we get into this real passive faith, and we just say, well, praise God. But Jesus said the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You know what he's talking about there? He says when the enemy's trying to hold you out by force, you push yourself right on through, praise God. And he that competes for the prize. So the first competitor that I've got to defeat is Satan and his demon forces that are out to try to discourage me and defeat me and hold me back, throw symptoms my way, circumstances my way, bad reports my way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, that's competing. That is you fighting. That is you standing. That is you believing God. See, in 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul writes to Timothy over there and he says what? Fight the good fight of faith. Notice he didn't say, just have a good faith. No, he said, fight the good fight of faith. In other words, for your faith to win, you have to learn how to fight a good fight with it. Amen? Why? Because you're competing for something. There's a devil out here, and he's competing to stop you from getting to the victory, and you're competing with the anointing of God in your life to get that victory. He's trying to hold you back and you're trying to get there. He's trying to keep you sick and you're trying to get healed. He's trying to keep you poor and you're trying to get blessed. He's trying to keep you miserable and you're trying to get happy. Hallelujah. See, everybody's running some kind of a race, and the enemy is going to compete with you to keep you from getting to where you're supposed to get to. So you've got to get in faith. And then Paul writes Timothy, says, you have to fight the good fight of faith. Then he says, lay hold on eternal life whereunto you are called. In other words, that word eternal life is the Greek word zoe. It means the God kind of life. That doesn't mean lay hold of going to heaven someday. Because when we talk eternal life, everybody thinks of heaven, don't you? First thought comes to your mind. Oh, Jesus came to give us eternal life. Well, won't it be good when we all get to heaven? What a joy. Yeah. How many of you know that God wants you to get to heaven? And he's preparing a place for you in heaven. But before you get there, you got some competition. Amen? Huh? And so what's he saying? On the way there, you're going to have to learn how to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold to the life that God has prepared for you and has laid out for you. And then he says you're going to have to follow the example of Jesus, who confessed a good confession in the presence of many enemies. Hallelujah. Meaning what? You're going to have to find out that Jesus had to fight to accomplish the plan and will of God, and you're going to have to fight to accomplish God's plan and will for you. Amen? And you're going to have to lay hold of it. And you're going to have to get passionate about it and run this thing with passion, praise God. And you know what? If you're going to run to win, you can't get distracted looking all around. Well, I wonder if they're running. I don't have time to see if they're running. Amen? Because, you see, I got my race to run, praise God. Well, you're acting like you don't care. No, I do care, but I can't get distracted by somebody sitting over there, saying I can't run anymore. I can't get distracted by somebody telling me, you'll never make it. Amen. I can't let the enemy begin to determine how I'm going to run my race. I have to keep my eyes on Jesus. In Hebrews 12, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Remember that one? Amen. Meaning what? He doesn't want us to just start. He wants us to get to the finish line. Praise God. And so Paul here writing here in 1 Corinthians, what does he say? He says, you're going to have to compete for the prize. And notice he says, if you're going to compete for the prize, you have to be temperate or self-controlled in all things. What's that mean? That means you're going to have to get a little of fruit of the Spirit, you know, temperance, amen, self-control. What's that mean? You can't just get upset and throw your hands up and go sit down and pout just because somebody bumped into you and stumbled you and you knocked you off your course, amen? How many of you found out life has a way of throwing little stuff in front of you and trying to discourage you? And so what does Paul say? Paul says you're going to have to use a little, you're going to have to put a little self-control in this thing. You're going to have to get control of your emotions. You're going to have to get control of your feelings. You're going to have to get control of yourself. Don't try to control everybody around you. You can't. But between you and the Lord Jesus Christ, you can get control of you. Amen. And you see, Paul says the devil's going to be there to hinder you. And if you let him, he will hinder you and he will control how you live. He'll control how you talk. He'll control your praise. He'll control your faith. He'll control your vision. He'll control your pace that you're running. Oh, it's gotten quiet in this Presbyterian church tonight. Amen. Huh? See, we're in a race, folks. We're in a battle. Even the Apostle Paul, he told the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, he says, I wanted to come to you multiple times, several times. It was in my heart to come to you, but Satan hindered me from getting there. Notice he said he hindered me. He said he didn't stop him. He said he hindered him. Amen. How many of you know that whenever you're running this race and using your faith, every now and then the devil may hinder you? Anybody ever been hindered besides me when you're out here using your faith? What's that mean? Something delayed it? Something happened you wasn't really wanting? Amen? See, it's just like this. You know, if you watch some of these races, you'll see somebody and he's just running real good and he's, you know, looks like he's doing really well and somebody will run up beside him and cut over in front of him and you know, stumbles. He stumbles a little bit and he gets off. You know what? Right there, you have to make a choice. Am I going to just get mad and upset and just quit right here? Or am I going to pick up my pace, get my focus back, and not let this thing stop me from getting where I'm going? Because the enemy will throw little things in your life to hinder you. Paul said, I wanted to come to you, Thessalonians, several times, but the devil himself hindered me from getting there. He didn't stop him because Paul got there. Hallelujah. And Paul ministered these people. And Paul brought forth exactly what he prayed. In fact, Paul in the next chapter says, listen, because of this hindrance, I prayed earnestly that God would open doors for me to get there. In other words, Paul said, he may have hindered me. Instead of me getting discouraged when I got hindered, I just pressed in more in prayer. Hallelujah. I just press more into my faith. I just press more into trusting God. I just press more into getting a hold of what God would have me to do. Hallelujah. In other words, Paul found a way to overcome the hindrance. And so you and I are going to have to learn that in our walk of faith and our run to get to the victory line, there are going to be some things that are going to hinder you from getting there. It may not happen as quick as you thought it would. Amen. Somebody said, I thought this was faith. It is. I'm telling you how to use your faith to fight a good fight. Amen? And get ready and run this race and get where God wants you to go. Now, let's read on. He goes on and he says this. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable. See, you're trying to get something that God has for you. He says, therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty. Thus I fight not as one who beats the air. You know what he's talking about here? He's saying run with purpose, keep your eyes on Jesus, and just don't go through the motions. Now, there is a time, church, when you just pray to worship God. That's a good thing. There are times you just read the Bible to read the Bible. That's a good thing. But there are times you pray to get an answer. Amen. There are times that you read to feed the word in your heart so your faith can grow. There are times that you just go around and confessing Jesus is Lord. But then there are times when the enemy's coming in and it seems like everything's crashing down on you. At that point in time, you need to know how to just not stand there and swing, hope he hits something. You need at that point in time have faith where you say, I know what I'm doing. I'm punching you, devil, in the face with the word of God. And I'm using the word as a sword and I'm coming through this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to exert my faith in this, and I'm going to believe you, Almighty God, for this, and I'm not just going to go through the motions. I'm going to act on the Word of God. Amen. See, this is the thing. There are several scriptures that I read out and I pray over myself and stuff. And I remember I'd been doing it, you know, this years ago, but I've been doing this and I was reading these scriptures and I was claiming these scriptures. And then one day, you know, the Lord spoke to me and said, okay, you're reading them and you're claiming them. When are you going to do them? And I said, what? He did. He just interrupted me in my prayer time. I mean, you know, if you don't watch out, folks, you just get to running, don't you? I was just running. It was a good thing. Man, it made me feel good. I am this, I am that, I can do this, I can do that, hallelujah. And I'd gotten through my little list, and the Lord said, okay, you said them now for several weeks. When you're going to start doing that? He said, those don't last almost until you get off your knees. Because the first time the enemy comes along, you're letting him determine what you're doing. And you know what I had to do? I had to repent and start all over again. Hallelujah. Because it's not just me reading out a scripture. It's just not me claiming a scripture. It is me putting that in me and saying, now I'm going to fight with this word. I'm going to use it as God gave it to me, a sword that's sharp on both ends and something I can use, and I'm going to use it in faith, and I'm going to use it against the devil. Devil, I'm not just going to come out here blindly and start swinging hoping I hit something. I'm going to lock in on what I want. I'm going to believe God and get it. Amen? I'm going to fight with a purpose in my faith that will not be defeated. Hallelujah. So that's what God's speaking to us here. Just don't throw out words. Just don't pray prayers. Lock in on what you're believing God for and get specific and go for it. Are you hearing me? See, these are things that Paul is saying to us. And then notice here the last verse in verse 27. He says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached others, I myself should become disqualified. Now, the second biggest enemy that you're going to have, which may actually be a bigger enemy than the devil. See, the devil's the first one that's saying. The second biggest enemy you're going to have to fight with lives with you 24/7. No, it's not your wife or your husband. I'm talking about your flesh. Amen. A little humor there, very little. But anyway, praise God. My wife didn't really like it that much. But anyway, wasn't talking about you, honey. Praise God. No, Paul says, I have to discipline my flesh. He says, you know what? I whip the devil with the word, and I get focused, and I overcome these little things that are hindering me, and I come against the little disappointments of life, but then I've got a flesh that I've got to contend with all the time. My flesh wants to get weary. My flesh wants to quit. My flesh wants to grow tired. And my flesh wants to fight me. And my flesh doesn't want to get up and pray when I want to get up and pray. My flesh doesn't want to read the Bible. My flesh doesn't want to praise God. My flesh doesn't want to lift its hands and praise the Lord when it's not feeling like it. My flesh wants to sit down and pout and feel bad.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.